Good evening and welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting. We come together to pray for some members of our assembly and also for a future here in the current situation, and also for what lies ahead in the current situation regarding the coronavirus. So let's bring before the Lord the people that have need of our prayers for healing. There's William, Rose Joy's husband. There's Tom. There's Charlie, the little baby with the breathing problems. Let's also pray for Sheila Barr and Sheila Mara. Let's pray about the situation too, with regard to opening the church in the near future. Lord, we thank you tonight that, Lord, you are aware of all the situations that are going on. And we bring before you those who have need of our prayers tonight, those who need healing, setting free, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Rose Joy's husband, William. We pray that you continue to work in his life and continue to work in the healing of his body, Lord, that he may be set free from that lymphoma and its effects, Lord. Lord, may he know your wonderful healing, even now, Lord, your presence with him. May he accept your salvation, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Tom Pegg, that you'll continue to work in his life, Lord, to deliver him from all pain, and Lord, may he know your blessing in his life continually. We bring before you, Lord, Rose, who spends much of her time on her own in her home, and we pray that you will be present with her, Lord, in a real way, that she shall know the comfort of your presence, the blessing of your presence, day by day, moment by moment. Lord, deliver her from all pain, Lord. Heal her from all pain, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless her life abundantly, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we bring before you little Charlie, the baby, Lord, born with the intestine outside his body and breathing difficulties, Lord. We pray that you would heal him, work in his life, Lord. You know who he is, Lord. And Lord, we pray you'll set him free. In the precious name of Jesus. We lift him up before you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bring before you those who are working in hospitals and as carers, Lord. We just pray that you'll be with them all, Lord. Those from our assembly, Lord, who are working in these areas, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. Watch over them and bless them, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, we pray for Sheila Mara, that, Lord, you will restore her to full strength and health and soundness of mind, Lord. That you will bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, tonight we come together and we're thinking about the current situation, Lord. Things seem to be moving slowly, Lord. But Lord, we pray that we may be prepared and may be right when the time comes for us to be able to apply to open, Lord. We pray that you will guide us and direct us, Lord. Show us all the things that need to be done, Lord. All the precautions that we will have to take, Lord. All the provisions for making sure that the place is clean and sanitized, Lord. And Lord, we pray for adults, we pray for children that will come. Lord, guide us, direct us, Lord. Show us how to set the church out, Lord. Show us what is the best thing to do in each situation, Lord. And Lord, we pray that we may know your presence when we come together again. We may know your presence in the midst, Lord, that we may be able to give you the glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, open the way for us, Lord. The government doesn't seem to understand why we come together. They don't want us to pray out loud. They want silent prayer. They don't want us to sing. And yet that's what we come together to do, to give you praise and to give you glory. And they're a bit cautious about preachers having to preach because they think that will project the virus into the air. Lord, we just pray. Give us guidance. Give us wisdom. And we pray for the government, Lord. Those who will be making decisions, Lord. And our own church leaders, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just pray that, Lord, you will give everyone that wisdom which comes from you, Lord, that we might be restored to a place of fellowship, rich fellowship in you, Lord, that we may be restored to a place of outreach, Lord, that the gospel may go forth, Lord, in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we pray you'll protect us, Lord, guard us, guide us, Lord, surround us, Lord, we pray, that, Lord, we may know your salvation, your deliverance at work every moment of the day, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, we pray that it will not be long now before we will be able to open the church again, and that your people may be able to gather together again to give you praise and worship and bring glory to your wonderful name. Lord, empower us, Lord. May we each know, Lord, the mighty anointing of your Holy Spirit upon our lives. May we be filled to overflowing with your Holy Spirit, Lord. May we come together, Lord, in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Let us wait upon you for your guidance, for your direction, Lord. And may we, Lord, walk in obedience to you to do the things that you tell us to do, Lord, that we may follow your guidance and leading, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray that out of this terrible situation, Lord, may come a scene of victory, of salvation of souls, healing of those that are sick, Lord, in Jesus' name, setting those free who are, Lord, bound in their minds and hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless us, we pray. Give us revelation for each step of the way, that the Lord, your name may be glorified and uplifted. Lord, we ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for your honour and for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the time has come for you to pray now. And so bring your prayer and your request before the Lord. Give him the praise, give him the glory. And when you've finished, then click on the closing prayer box.